Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's 2 o'clock, and apparently Doug Karsh doesn't like black people. All right, we're off and running. Wait, so I'd like to retract that statement so Doug doesn't crash his car. But this crosstalk is fascinating to me. So Doug operates a mulch business on the side.
No. His kids were like, had some fundraiser thing where they would
baseball fundraiser
you buy the mulch,
they bring you mulch,
and they would deliver it to you.
Okay, and again, you were Doug's college roommate,
right?
So you said, oh wow, that's great, I'll take some mulch,
right? I was like, well, I wish I would have known, because I did some stuff out in the yard.
And Doug simply responded, we don't deliver to what happened here? He said he clammed up when you asked him to deliver you mulch.
Only certain neighborhoods, he said.
He said, we only go to certain neighborhoods. And I'm like, well, you know what I just heard, right? And he was like,
Tecumseh Tom.
So, yeah, he was like, well, yeah, that's what you probably heard. So, yeah.
So he denied you mulch.
Well, yeah, because I was out of the
delivery range.
Yes.
But hold on. Your money spends, right? Your donation to the baseball team would be accepted, correct?
I would think.
And you have a 30-year history with Doug Karsh, correct?
No, 37-year history.
Almost four decades. And Doug couldn't get you the wouldn't go outside the delivery. Now, he's saying delivery zone.
Right.
I think we know what that means. That was actually Doug on the sales call.
Guys, we got one more we could.
And he wouldn't. So this is literally, he will not take your donation. He will not deliver you mulch.
Outside of the delivery area.
I don't know, man. Like, I know what it sounds like, feels like, seems like.
So, yeah.
I'd like
so
to
then we were talking about.
I'd like to apologize that that happened to you today. So would you like me to bring you some mulch?
I'm good. No. Then we got to talking about the whole, well, you know, if you escaped. And I'm like, well, yeah, you got to be careful. Like, these convicts escaped and they did whatever. And
so Doug denied a black man mulch and then wanted to talk about black men escaping jail. This is a tough segment for Doug.
I didn't even think of it that way.
Hey, I'm just saying it out loud.
Well, they talked about it, and I'm like, well, guys, I don't think, because they were like, Jansen would last the longest in the woods. I'm like, Jansen's 6'7". He kind of stands out. I'm like, Cookies is very nondescript. Cookies blends in. There's nothing about Cookies that's just like, oh, he would stand out. I think he would make it the longest out of everybody because he just blends in everywhere. He's just kind of vanilla.
If you listen to the crosstalk, I would love to hear some of the ticket texts on this. Was Rico denied mulch on a racial level?
Oh, well, then I said, well, you know, Doug, I couldn't go to Utah or like your neighborhood and hang out because it would be real easy. Cops would be like, yeah, guys, he's right there.
Oh, no.
So
you said that?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say things like that. That's terrible. Because then I got to slander you. It's more fun slandering Doug. Okay. Listen, I just.
Yes, that's.
So you're still in need of mulch.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to have to get some.
How about this? Yeah. This white man will deliver it to you.
You going to go to the Costco?
Brother, I don't need an excuse to go back there. You may find a couple of steaks on top of your mulch the way I'm rolling at Costco these days. But Dave, okay, look.
What are you, Norm now?
Mike! Listen, that place is amazing. But I'll bring you mulch. I want to know how Doug couldn't tell his son, listen, Rico's a friend of the family. It's supporting your baseball team. Get your narrow ass in your car with the mulch. Here's his address. Sail up. What kind of operation we running here?
I'm assuming it's in the his city district. So.
Can I bring you mulch? This is now like a spite thing to me.
Sure.
I just want to prove to you that we are not bad people.
You can bring me mulch.
Ticket Tech says.
But you're Italian, so it doesn't count.
We might be cousins.
That's right. Very true. Someone on Ticket Tech says, I thought we outlawed redlining.
Oh, boy. Hold on. David, just work with me now. You do marital counseling on the side of being a pastor, the whole thing. It's not marital. Doug and Rico are friends. How could Doug look at him with a straight face and say, sorry, Spank, you're outside the delivery zone? He's not a stranger, nor does Rico live in, like, Sarnia. What do you mean outside the delivery range?
Doug,
you're driving to work. That's Rico's delivery zone. It's the office.
I didn't think about that.
I just bring it right here.
Am
right.
I,
really
am,
simple.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. You're not wrong at all.
I think you were wronged.
Well, that's why I was like, you know what this sounds like? Yes, I know what it sounds like.
David?
He wasn't denied the mulch. He was just denied the delivery. I think he was afraid to go there. That is from Rick.
To go where?
Because Doug
Rico
said
doesn't
he got
live in Compton. Rico lives in a nice neighborhood.
Right.
I'm sorry, but like, no, I mean, honestly, like back home for me, it'd be like Rico lives on South Pearl Street. No, actually.
Right. I'm not at Mac and Bewick. I'm good.
You know who's not afraid to go to bad places?
J-Mo.
Exactly. Have J-Mo deliver the mulch. This is preposterous.
Yeah, he said that he got a truck, and this weekend he picked up like hundreds of bags of mulch.
And he can't deliver his college roommate like, mulch, who lives 5 minutes from the office.
So I was like, yeah. I was like, wow, I wish I'd have known. He's like, well, you're not in our delivery.
That's exactly how he said
it. Up next, it's Doug's White's Only Mulch Co. What are we doing here? Let me bring you mulch. I want to make this up to you on behalf of white people. I will deliver you mulch, and all of a sudden there's a pallet of salmon on top, too. Turn me loose at Costco.
Rico and Mike, Doug, the guy who says treat everyone with respect, denied Rico mulch service?
Wow. What a text. Right there. Treat everybody respectfully, except those people.
Someone else says, you guys are making Doug squirm right now in his car.
I'm surprised he hasn't turned it around. Turn that EV right back.
Let me tell you something. I'm not only going to deliver your mulch, I'm going to buy it. How many bags you need? I want to make this up to you on behalf of Ann Arbor Whites. How do I make this right?
I'll figure it out.
How many bags?
I'll figure it out and let you know.
There'll be a bowl of pasta right on top of it for you. What do you need from my people?
Oh, I need some of that cookies bolognese.
Oh, that kid eats out of a can. You don't want that. Dave, go ahead.
I thought Doug and Rico were next door neighbors. Now I know why they aren't.
No, they were college roommates. And the very kindness that Rico showed a nerdy white kid from Ann Arbor who had just returned from like France studying
Australia.
Abroad. Where's that kindness? Or as Doug likes to say, that respect.
Respect.
Where's that at? Outside of the delivery zone? Outrageous.
Huh, wow. Okay.
Like, I grew up, if somebody was a friend of our family, it didn't matter what my opinion was as the kid. My dad'd say, go bring this here. Go pick this up.
Yeah.
You didn't get there was no delivery zone for me.
You know, times have changed, I guess. He quit. That's a little out of our delivery zone.
Wow.
You know what that's like? Yep. Know what that sounds like, too.
Okay.
David, am I overselling
this?
No,
you're not at
all.
I'm
not pulling a Rieger right now.
No, you're not.
What's more damning? No, Rico being outside the delivery zone or Doug not letting him inside the delivery zone? What's more damning here?
Someone says, does Doug use white malt? Oh, my God.
Doug prefers a very rare blend of ivory oak.
Oh, man.
We'll let it go. You just tell me how many bags you need and when you need it, and I'll take care of it. Okay. On behalf of white people.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I got you. 248-539-9797. Now that we're done screwing around, we can get to business. We got to have a conversation. And the NFL is set to vote this week on two rule changes. This is decidedly Mike versus Rico. I mean, we are just on opposite sides of it, but the most important vote is yours. We're going to talk about this next. You are getting one of these approved, not both. I'll explain next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, we're moving on from Mulchgate. David, unless you have some ticket texts, I can get to business now.
So, I can only imagine the ticket texts. Let's go.
Okay, yeah, it's probably best we move on. So the NFL is going to vote to change potentially both of these rules. The way we've set it up is you only get to change one. So the first order of business is the tush push. The NFL is voting on whether to ban the tush push. In essence, you can absolutely line up in a heavy set and sneak your quarterback. What they're trying to get rid of is three human beings pushing your quarterback forward as if it's a rugby pile. So the tush push could be on the chopping block. The other thing they're voting on is far more sweeping, which is a rule that the Lions themselves have put out there as in the suggestion box, which is division championships don't matter. The playoffs are seeded on record and reseeding after every round. That would render divisions and division championships useless. Mm-hmm. You could finish second in one division, but still be rewarded over a division winner of another division. So you as football fans, Lions fans first, but football fans second, I want to know if you're in that room and you get to pass one of these, which is it? Now, Rico and I are on completely opposite votes, but that's okay. It's the same as me asking you guys, which do you care about more? For me, I'm done looking at what I deem to be wasted television. Anytime these teams line up for the tush push, there is no drama to the play. It is a complete space out for me. It is 10 minutes to unpile everybody. You know they're going to give them the first down. And ultimately for me, I'm tired of seeing it. I want to watch football.
Okay.
Not Australian rules football, football. But that's me. Okay. Rico views it differently.
I do.
You like the playoff thing more.
I do, Mike. But going back to the tush push, it doesn't work every time. It is drama. I hearken back to the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs. And Buffalo lined up and didn't get it. Now, the referees screwed the spot.
Okay.
But there was drama there.
Rico, the last 2 years. Of the tush push, of it being...
Now, Philly does it.
No, league-wide.
Yeah.
86%.
Yeah.
Come on, man. 86%. Come on, buddy. You can't get a good pizza 86% of the time. Come on, man.
But see, to me, that's an unnecessary rule change. Like, when they move back the extra point, like, did we really need to move back
the extra point? I actually want to get rid of extra points, but I know that that's not part of what we're doing.
No, but I look at this. You can't just reward people for the record. And I know it looked great for the Lions because they were 15-2, and what if they would have lost that game to Minnesota? They didn't want to fall all the way back. But if you're going to do that, then you just got to go ahead and just nix the divisions and just have two conferences, because some divisions are easier than others. And if you play in an easy division and, you know, you just happen to be the two best teams in an easy division, you can rack up a bunch of wins, then you shouldn't get an automatic spot over somebody who had to go through a gauntlet of a division. They only won 11 games. You ended up winning 12 games, but you get their spot because you just won more games over bad teams. I don't like that. I'd rather it just stay the same way that it is. The divisions have to mean something. You got to get a reward for winning it, and I don't care if it's bad. Now, I'd even go, okay, if you win your division with a losing record, we could throw something in there. But if you got a winning record and you win your division, I'm sorry. You deserve the spot that you get. And if you didn't win, hey, you're the top wild card team. Embrace it. As far as the tush push, everybody can do it. It's not like it's just a Philly thing. Anybody can run this play. Philly just runs it at a maximum level.
David, because I want to hear from the people on it. You guys get to choose, because these two things are getting voted on. And hell, they both might pass. They both might fail. It might be a split decision. That's why I'm just, which one do you want more? You have to pass one of them. Which is it?
I'm banning the tush push.
Oh boy, get ready for Rico to yell
at you. Yeah, I am banning the tush push. If I have to choose, look, I would rather it stay, but I like what the current playoff system looks like. So I don't want to change that. So now I'm changing the tush push. Get rid of it now.
So basically, because you like the system.
I like the playoff system currently. So, yes, if I have one to vote, I'm going to vote the push, the tush push.
But for me, it's not really an Eagles thing because more than the Eagles do it.
Correct.
It's bad television. So I'm just, for me, it's just, it's not a football play in that there's no drama and there's nothing to watch. I'm fine with a QB sneak. Tom Brady was the master of the QB sneak. You know what never happened? He didn't have three people pushing him. The Eagles could run their QB sneak and still be very successful. I'm not mad at it. But when I see teams doing it multiple times in a row, or anytime you're inside the three, we're not even trying to run a football play. Like, look, fourth and inches, what am I going to say? Nothing. But it's evolved when you have three people pushing a QB. Rico, it's like they pick him up and we're carrying him down the field. It's, look, I just, I'm fine voting for both. I would ban the tush push and I would change the playoff thing. Because the division thing doesn't mean a lot to me. Namely, because my team never wins it.
But see, I think the division does because some divisions are, not all of them are the same. Like if you win, you know, like last year, the NFC, the Lions and the Vikings, it looked like on paper regular season, they played in the best division. So it's like, man, maybe Minnesota should have got the 2 seed. And then you found out later, no. Right.
I vote for the change. That That's the difference.
I don't want the change.
You're fighting me on mine. I'm willing to vote for the playoff change. I'm good with it.
Because I don't see anything wrong with it.
No, I'm saying I don't. Like, if the loser of Lions in Minnesota shouldn't have been the 5 seed. I can say that openly.
No, but I'm saying I don't see anything wrong with the tush push. Where?
Yeah, I know you don't. It's a hill you're willing to die 10 lifetimes on. I'm just not. Because
it's not a football play.
It's just not. It's not good TV. That's all. It doesn't really go much deeper than that.
So what is good TV?
It is exactly what you see in a rugby match.
Yeah.
I've watched plenty of them. That's what you see.
Good TV.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me you were not entertained, Eagles and Commanders, when my man just kept leaping over the line. That was the funniest 30 seconds.
No, that turned into backyard nonsense.
It was entertaining.
Okay.
Until the referee came out with a rule that we didn't even know about. Hey, guys, if you keep this up, I will turn this car around.
Because functionally, nothing in football should work 85% of the time. Nothing. No real football play works 85% of the time. It's not a real play. But whatever. I mean, I'm also not arguing your playoff thing. I get it. I'm fine changing the playoff thing. I don't know that I like the reseeding as much. I think you kind of draw the bracket and just play it, but fine. You want to update it? Update it. But which one, guys? Because they're voting on these. And football could look fundamentally different and really soon. Not just for the tush push, but potentially your Lions, who some people think are going 800-0, could have a totally different pathway. This could actually help you.
Right.
It now, could also hurt you.
I was about to say, it could hurt if all of a sudden you're sitting there and let's just say you won the North, but you won it at 9-8.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations. You're the 5th or 6th seed.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It is possible. So would love to know. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your calls. We'll get the ticket text as well. We've got the top 25, under 25, according to Pro Football Focus. And we have a change that I'm bringing to college football. If I've blamed Rico for ruining college football, I'm going to take credit for something that may happen and soon. Because I think it goes a long way in fixing a lot that's wrong with the sport.
So bad me good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll call it the mulch rule.
Yes. I sound like Doug now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
David, a few ticket techs, get to the calls. NFL is set to vote on these two rules. The Lions have put forth one of them. The Eagles are the centerpiece of the other, which is the banning of the tush push, or really kind of the banning of the division champ mattering. It's going to be seeding on record and reseeding by round. You decide. I'd vote to ban the tush push and go ahead with the new playoff thing. I'm fine with it. But I can only choose one. Get the tush push out of here. I can't take anymore. Just angers me to watch it.
Yeah, and I guess if I have to choose, I'd rather choose neither, but if I have to choose
Choose one.
It would be the division.
Okay. David, what do you got?
The worst part of the tush push is that the refs can't spot the ball correctly because they can't see the ball. Get rid of it, Chris, in a truck.
It's also the effect the tush push has had on the sport where every play is a tush push, where a running back is 9 yards downfield and here come the linemen to power bomb the running back forward 3 yards. That is not football. That is not how it's played. And I see more injuries on that crap than any big, huge hit over the middle.
Right. The tush push, no injuries because there's really it's
no
just,
momentum.
Right. Now, the thing is, it's because of what you just said that I think that it eventually gets voted down because had they left it just as the original play, it may have had enough juice to get voted. But now when you did that, it's like people are going to be like, well, I don't know because – now you're thinking, okay, what if it takes that to get me to a Super Bowl? Did I just kill my own chances? So I think that's going to go away. And I don't like either. I want both to just know, but if I have to say has to be divisions, it'll suck. But I don't see.
Why will it suck? Have a better record, get a better seed. End.
No, because not all divisions are made equal. And you should – if you're going to do that, then you got to take away divisions. And if you're going to do that,
take away divisions.
Right.
I don't
care. Take away the divisions. But don't sit here, hey, I won the, you know, AFC South, but you know what? Your record wasn't good enough as two other teams.
So take away divisions. What are we even talking about?
And I'm saying, if you said it came with taking away divisions, fine. But you can't have divisions and we're going to reseed this. Trust me, you'll like this.
David.
A 14-3 team should never play a road playoff game at a 10-7 team stadium. I want that rule passed. Nick at in a brown truck, he says.
Okay.
Tush push. Adios it. I passed the playoff seating proposal. Could you maybe limit the amount of times you could tush push? That's from Josh.
Look, good luck.
Fourth downs only?
Listen, it would have to be fourth and one or less.
Fourth down, or you have to be within a foot of the goal line.
See, I'd ban it down there. Oh, make it right. You, damn you, run a play. I get so tired of that crap at the goal line, I can't stand it. Run a play, damn.
I agree.
Go get Tommy Vardell and hand him the ball.
Oh, touchdown, Tommy Vardell. See, I'm always shocked that the Eagles, like the first touchdown, I would just line up and go for two and just put the other team behind the eight ball for the rest of the game.
David.
Ban the tush push. I can see it now. It's the NFC title game, 4th and 1. Jalen Hurts picks up the first down to ice the game and the Lions lose. That is from Tom.
Okay, I think we're going to get a lot of people here that says ban the tush push. Now imagine, just if you would, what if the Lions were the masters of the tush push?
Well, then fans would cry like babies.
Oh, you got to keep this. It's grit. It's toughness. It's Detroit tough.
How's it any different than when Ohio State got a bunch of tattoos for pants and Michigan fans' heads exploded, but now they're at the center of the biggest cheating scandal in history and they're yelling bet to the sky? Dude, that's people. People are idiots.
I yield to the senator from Troy, New York.
There you go. We'll go to Rob, 97.1. Robbie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, hey, Rob.
Yeah, I hate to say this. I'm going to agree with Rico.
Why do you hate to say this?
Oh, come on, man. Just let me get through this. You're killing me already.
All right.
You can't take away divisions because it's, you know, they can't control who's in their division or who they're playing. And if they win the division, they get it. And I can see it redoing it in the second round. Okay, but give them a little taste because they won their division. And on the tush push, or whatever you want to call that thing, I mean, Penny Sewell does that all day long. He moves Montgomery with his feet aren't even touching the ground. You know, so I don't see how you pass either one of these things. For the amount of times that the one team does the tush push, I think Penny Sewell does it 2 or 3 times a game for us moving the pile.
Rob, you know, you're right. I forgot about that when he actually picked him up and carried him like about 5-6 yards. Yeah.
He never touched the ground for most of the day. So now what? He didn't really get running yards because he never actually
No, but
the
Rob,
he wasn't
Rob,
running.
My point
he was
is
being carried.
I'd start penalizing that crap. It's gone way too far. Think about when you're watching games on a Sunday and no one's actually tackling anyone. Now it's turned into piles all over the field. That's not football. I'd start penalizing.
Well, they started by holding the guy up to try to strip the ball.
Yes.
Now the pile keeps moving. So if the pile comes to a stop, the zebras can be quicker on the whistle.
You know what? You just nailed it. No, Rob, perfection. Mm-hmm. You're right.
No, he's
is
right.
That if the refs blow the whistle, it renders it useless. Instead, they're allowing it. So, no, Rob, you're right. We don't need to penalize it. The refs need to do their effing job.
Right. But then
blow
it'll be
the
like,
whistle.
But what about the play where all of a sudden Saquon comes
don't
out
care.
The pack and takes it 80 yards?
Don't care. You break 8 tackles, it doesn't count. Don't care. One play per 10 years, fine. It's our screw up. Go to Claude, 97.1. Claude, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I would be in favor of the tush push if they put a chip in the ball where the referees could see it or they could replay it.
I mean, does that technology even exist? Can someone help me from the
Not
tech
yet.
Sector?
I mean,
Not
you
yet.
Probably could. I mean, if they had the glow puck, you could probably put something in the leather of the ball.
To do what? How does the ball know where it's going from where to where? What, are you going to have a GPS in a football?
Whatever. You would put a chip maybe on the front and the back, and, you know, just like I used to hate the puck thing, but in this case, maybe the tush push might work because then everybody could know where the ball is.
All right, hear me out on this, guys. Hold on. And Claude, you're not bad for saying it, but I want everyone to take a step back for a minute. Think about the lengths you're going to keep this play legal. And by the way, if you're just joining the show, the NFL's voting on whether to ban the tush push potentially today. And they're also voting on the Lions proposal, which is records determine seed, not division titles. But think about what we're doing. I got guys calling up going, all right, now listen, you're going to put a laser on a dolphin. All of these things you're doing to preserve this stupid play.
No. Now, here's the thing before the last call. I've often said that the NFL should probably have something whereas you should be able to tell if the ball broke the plank, even if it's not it's just the running back like leaping over the pile or doing something like that. And it's always a judgment. The camera angles are always off. It's like, guys, this isn't that hard with the modern technology that we have. You should be able to figure this thing out. Now, you know, how you would do that with the football, I don't know.
No, tell us, Star Trek. Tell us.
Well, you could probably put something in the stitching. You could put something. You could put a chip in there.
There's your retirement plan. Create that for me.
Okay.
I'm just saying, think about how ridiculous. Or hear me out. You get rid of it.
You blow the whistle. You don't allow endless plays that result in nine human beings pushing someone.
No, no, but I think it would just be helpful anyway just to know if the ball crossed the plane and broke the plane, and it's not just a judgment call. The like problem is the wide receiver holding the ball and extending it out. Did it cross the plane?
Yeah, well, that's another rule I can't stand. There are so many rules in football I can't stand because it's over adjudicated.
Just too many people standing on your lawn.
Yes, in the NFL, I want people to really hear me on this. Part of my reason I don't want the tush push around is it's more play stoppage. It's more nonsense. Every play, there's a flag or an announcement or a sky review. Even when your team scores and you just want to celebrate, you have to wait and make sure that process. Don Corleone says it's a catch or that it's a touchdown.
Did the ball move.
I want you. Less officiating.
No, I got you.
I mean, why do you think I don't get bent out of shape all the time? The refs are kind of they've gotten rid of the chain gang. They're just like, F it, first down. I mean, we go back to it. Look how far they took at the Chiefs-Bills game. The Bills got like seven first downs that weren't first downs. Mm-hmm. But it beats reviews. I don't know, man. We'll get more to people.
It's funny because the one rule that I would love for them to take away, just start the ball on the 20 or 5 or 30-yard line. This kickoff thing, I don't understand it. I don't care for it. Let it go. But that's not on the table. But the new kickoff is stupid.
Well, it's dumb. So are onside kicks. Get rid of it. Give a team 4th and 20. You get it, you keep the ball. You don't, the game's over.
Or you can't do it this way. Hey, by the way, buddy, I know we're playing against you. We're going to kick an onside kick. So you get ready, and I'll have my guys, and we'll see what happens. The onside kick was the element of surprise, but you can't even do that.
Right now, it's down to what, a 3% success rate? Why have the play? It's the equivalent of the tush push being successful 85% of the time. There shouldn't be anything that is 3% successful or anything that's 85%.
No, I'm with you. It got shot down, that whole 4th and 15. I'm a big fan of that. Let's just line up 4th and 15. You get
it? Because you get more football, right? You get a play. 4th and 15, you get a play. You get something. And the other thing I would do, they've got to fix, and I know that's not what our topic is, but the hell with it. We're off the rails here. Like, I would change the pass interference to be a spot foul. It should just be like college. It's a 10-yard or 15-yard penalty. The idea of pass interference being a 53-yard, field-flipping, game-changing penalty, no. 15 and a first.
Wow, but even if it's an absolute assault.
You can't. Think about this. Have we ever been angry in college when we see a PI and it's, quote, only 15 yards? No. First down.
But college players are taught if the guy is about to beat you, just tackle him.
So just do the same in the pros, but you shouldn't give up 58 yards in penalties on one play. I mean, if I could take Mahomes' head off and it's 15, then what should I have to do for 58? Somebody should have to be dead.
See, the reason why I like it in the pros is because you guys are professionals and the corner should be able to do their job without mugging
really?
The wide receiver.
Even though they've tailored every rule towards the offense to where the corners may as well play with tennis balls taped to their hands like practice.
And that's what happens. A quarterback can throw it up last minute and the receiver will bait the pass interference call.
It's gone too far.
David, I mean, different sport, but how is it different than the guy who I do the pump fake, I get you up in the air, and then
it's
I just...
It's the same thing.
Unethical. I lean right into you because why? It's going to be a foul.
All right, Mr. Hatchett, what do you have for us in the world of football? Boy, it is interesting. We're in a little bit of a roll here with college, huh? Under 100 days now, I'm noticing.
We are.
Adding more of this.
Yes, I'm getting excited for college football.
Oh, are you?
Somehow, some way, I am.
That must be nice.
So we're going to do the 25 best players since 2000 in college football. So I'm going to give you each a guess.
Whose list is this?
This is The Athletic.
Okay. Respectable.
So I'm going to give you a guess each. Rico, give you your guess first.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush is number 2. On the list. Michael?
Ed Reed.
Ed Reed is number 6 on the list.
I thought about Ed Reed.
People don't, they only view him as a Raven. They don't realize how good he was in Miami.
He was.
Back when the sport was real.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Matt Leinart?
Matt Leinart is not on this list. Not on this list.
Do it the way he did it yesterday. Start
number
at 25.
25. This could become controversial. He was a great player at Notre Dame. Guard Quentin Nelson. Number 25.
I think that's really...
It's a lot of praise for a guard.
That's pretty provocative to me. Well, the problem is nobody knew who Quentin Nelson was in college. You only know him as a Colt.
Correct.
And for a guard to make the top 25 players in 25 years of college football, I'm just going to go ahead and say
and
no.
That Matt Leiner, who won the Heisman.
Correct.
Okay.
Number 24, Tyrann Mathieu.
Honey Badger.
I love him. Hey, if you wear the famed number 7 jersey at LSU, you can make the list for me. He was a do-it-all, an unbelievable blitzer. Just, he was like Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, his best season in 2011, 76 tackles, 7.5 tackles for loss, 2 interceptions, 6 fumbles forced, 2 defensive touchdowns, 2 punt return touchdowns.
Honey Badger. Woo. No, I'm good with that. Versatility lands him there, to me.
Number 23, Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia.
I'm going to say no. He got hurt in the middle. And yes, he had a wonderful, wonderful rookie year with the Raiders. The reality is, he kind of tailed off a little bit at Georgia. He was a hell of a nice player. But if I ask you, all right, is he one of the 25 best in 25 years? No.
No, you're okay.
I'm trying to look at the big picture.
No. You're right. That's a little bit of recency bias.
Number 22.
Also, he's balding. Can't be on the list.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you can't be a balding tight end?
Man, you can't win a championship with him. Therefore, you can't be a top 25 player.
I need a set of these rules.
We knew he set him in the corner somewhere, so we know. Number 22, Sean Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
He assassinated somebody in a Pro Bowl. Sure.
I'm just shocked that he's at 22?
Yeah, he's at 22.
Oh, boy.
You may understand as we go through this. Number 21, Jaden Daniels.
1 year.
That's what's tough.
Okay.
I have a hard time with it because when he left ASU, he had guys basically bleeping in his locker. And then he goes to LSU, and you're like, all right, well, that was a hell of a nice year, but top 25
over
ever?
Sean Taylor? Yeah, I would at least flip those two, but go ahead.
Number 20, Aaron Donald.
No, absolutely not. He was a nice player at Pitt, but don't get it twisted. His greatness was truly unearthed at the NFL level.
Pitt, I mean, yeah, because the Rams kind of got mocked. Like, really? That's who you're taking with that pick?
I think they're conflating NFL success with college success.
Right, because when they took that pick, it was the equivalent when the Lions took Eric Ebron. Like, are you really? You want to do a do-over?
Number 19, Julius Peppers. Yeah. 15 sacks, his best season in 2000.
And he can hoop, yes.
He was basically a built-in-a-lab. He was the genesis of the modern defensive end. The guy that wasn't 6'2 or 6'3, but was 6'6, was a freakish athlete. It was almost like Julius Peppers brought on the onset of defensive end who's as fast as your running back.
Right. You know what? We need bigger tackles.
This is going to be a problem.
Yes.
Number 18, this player you brought up yesterday in the conversation we had, Mike, that he destroyed the shoulder of Emmitt Smith.
Roy Williams?
That is Roy Williams, safety, Oklahoma.
Yeah, a pretty legendary player, and I know, you know, young folks don't remember him as a pro, but collegiately, you had to know where he was at all times.
Yes.
And he was a hitter. It was almost, you know what I would comp him to? He was kind of like Ronnie Lott. I mean, he would just murder you. You had to know where he was. And this is before they instituted rules, you know, to play cat enthusiast football.
Yes.
You came across the middle. You were leaving without a body part.
You felt this was back in the days of jacked up.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and he was on there plenty of times. Number 17, Christian McCaffrey out of Stanford.
Yes.
Yeah. I got slandered because I was on an Alabama show once, and I was like, yeah, I didn't vote for Derrick Henry. I actually voted for McCaffrey for Heisman, and you could just hear the needle scratch. Like, what? Guys, if he played any place other than Stanford, he would have been a household name.
He had over 2,000 yards rushing and 645 passing yards. So, yeah. Chase Young is number 16 on the list.
Nope. Very good player, but not that good.
At Ohio State, he was in the pros. No. I can live with that. I would have had him
Just alone. He had 16.5 sacks, his best season, and Julius Peppers' best season. He had 15 sacks. I would honestly put Julius Peppers above him on this list.
Right, he would be on there, but he would be in the low 20s. But yeah. Go ahead.
Number 15, Marcus Mariota, Oregon.
Yeah, a lot of stats.
Like a no from both of you guys, and that's okay. I get it.
No, I mean, because he was like the ultimate system quarterback.
The way I look at it is, if the top 25 is going to have 10 quarterbacks on it, is Mariota one of the 10?
I don't think so.
I kind of lean no.
You look at his numbers, but then you look at the system, and it's like, was it him or was it the system?
Number 14, Baker Mayfield.
Yes. Winner.
Planted the flag.
Big games, put a team on his back, made the playoff, program changer, signature moments. Yeah, I mean, hell, they had Kansas not shake his hand, and he buried him in their own ashes. Like,
yeah,
yes.
Like Mariota doesn't have a signature moment.
Number 13, Devonta Smith, Alabama. Best season, 117 catches, 1,800 receiving yards, 23 touchdowns.
Again, if I ask you to name the top 10 wide receivers of the last 25 years, does the Slim Reaper come up?
Did he win the Heisman in the COVID year?
Yeah, 2020, yeah.
I'm going to say no to that.
Number 12, Andrew Luck, Stanford.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah.
He's just super annoying. Sadly. No, he's an annoyance. Total annoyance. The weird obsession with the Civil War. Oh, I can't stand him. I never liked him.
And the fact that he, once again, like McCaffrey, he played at Stanford. So that's why you really weren't watching Pac-12 TV at the time.
Number 11, Larry Fitzgerald, Pitt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bar none. Honestly, probably the best college receiver I watched in the last 25 years. I mean, just he was like a better Plaxico Burress. He was just big, physical, fast. He didn't play at a traditional power, but he just killed everybody. You couldn't cover him.
Yeah, I often thought that him and Calvin Johnson just picked the wrong schools.
Well, Calvin, right, he had Reggie Ball, not Lions defensive tackle, 5'9 option quarterback throwing the ball.
Like, you just picked the wrong school, man.
That's why I can't say Calvin's the best I saw, because you barely got to see it at Georgia Tech.
I was like Andre Rison at State.
Yeah, let me get you to top 10 here. Number 10, Terrell Suggs, who had 44 sacks in his college career. Number 9, Travis Hunter, Colorado. Yep, that's what I thought.
I'll put him on the list. Wait, over Sean Taylor? Right, I'll put him on the list for versatility, but I'm with Rico. He can't be number 9.
I agree. Number 8, Tim Tebow.
No, stop. That goofball speech after losing to Ole Miss, that was enough to bar him from this list.
That thing is...
And nobody will ever try harder than I will. It
was written in stone, and he backed it up.
Hell with him. I don't like him. He couldn't throw a football. Banned from the list.
Number 7.
And by not throwing a football, he won 2 titles and a Heisman.
No, he was a backup QB on 1. Don't make things up. He was the running QB when Chris Leak wasn't throwing.
I didn't say he led them. I said he won 2 titles.
Number 7, Vince Young.
Yeah. Sure. If you can forget about the naked crying in the nightclub, yeah, sure.
College only.
You got number 6, Mike, at Ed Reed. Number 5 would be Lamar Jackson. College career.
Yeah, college career. He lit it up.
Yeah, and it's kind of the closest thing we saw to Michael Vick. I mean, he had a couple of runs that featured spin moves. You go, what is this? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that's fine.
Number 4, Joe Burrow.
1,000%.
Number 3, Ndamukong Suh.
1,000%. I saw him sack a quarterback with no hands.
Yes, I remember that.
He pushed the guard hard enough into the quarterback and took both of them to the ground. He was my Heisman Trophy vote.
Yeah, I remember that the Big Ten championship game where it was just like, this guy is going to be a
problem. I'm sorry, the what championship game?
Big Ten.
Big 12.
Oh, it was Big.
Nebraska was in the Big 12.
Oh,
Big
12. Yes. Okay.
Matt, remember before you ruined the sport? Go ahead, David.
You got number 2, Rico. Number 1 would be Cam Newton.
Okay. I have my misgivings with that, but that's fine. Look. I question the order more than the inclusion.
I agree.
I only think there's a couple of guys on here we went, really?
Yeah, Matt Leinart should be over there over Marcus Mariota, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mariota made the list and a guard.
Yeah, Quentin Nelson at number 25. Yeah, that's something there.
Not even a tackle, but a guard.
Yes.
Okay.
That is your college football blitz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.